Rose City Radio.
What's going on, everybody? Thanks for tuning in to Pogo City Radio. I'm your host, Andrew Bevlin. We got some guests up in here today. Dino Sex is with the Juju.
Democrat in Minnesota. I cracked your skull, fuck you. You Chicago niggas tried to kill me, but you didn't pull through. Fuck you on Philly. I was just too fast for you. And all you fuckers in Boston, I got something up my ass for you. Do me a Dr. Zeller, motherfucker. Don't turn your back on me, I'm a motherfucker. Cheat that lie and destroy your life, I'm a motherfucker. I'll steal, I'll rape, I'll break your face, I'm a motherfucker. Try to stab me, no way. In a rack of a New Jersey ring, we stuck it to you. You cried for us to stop, but we fucking raped you, you fucking cunt. Call me trash, I'm a motherfucker. I ain't gonna kiss nobody's ass, I'm a motherfucker. I'm a slut, scum, smelling faggot freak, I'm a motherfucker. And I don't fit in nobody's scene, I'm a motherfucker. Motherfucker, I'll use you up until I'm through. I'm a motherfucker. To get what I want, I'll step on you. I'm a motherfucker. I stole from all of you. Spent some time in emergency room for calling me to Dallas. Many nights we spent in jail, but they just can't fucking nail us. I'm a penny waiting for change, I'm a motherfucker. And I hate every fucking thing, I'm a motherfucker. And I got split personalities, I'm a motherfucker. There's a bomb ticket inside of me, I'm a suicidal motherfucker.
What's going on, everybody? Thanks for tuning in to... All right, Andrew Bedlam on the mic. We got some special guests with us. I'm talking about Dino Sex from Hate Trash Disaster and the Murder Junkies, along with Hate Pat and Brittany Dill.
Whoa.
Like
it's Patrick Disaster.
Oh, we're switching names.
Well,
now.
No, but I had to, man. They outnumber me. I wanted to be Hate Trash. Trust me, I wanted to be Hate Trash Pat. I really, really
he
did.
He gets easily outnumbered when I'm around.
Let me tell you, these guys want, you know, Dick, you know, Coxon and fucking... You know, Code Duke and Dino Sex, they outnumber me, man. You know, fucking, they really
they
do.
They told you no hate, Pat.
No, they said, no. They said, we're hate trash. You're a fucking disaster, motherfucker. You started drinking again.
So, Dino, how you doing, man?
I'm fine.
Great to have you back. Been a while. I know you weren't doing too well lately. Glad to see you back in good health, of course.
Of course.
So you guys going to be you guys haven't played since like about 10 months now, huh?
Yeah, December 22nd out in Allentown is our last show.
Yeah.
shortly thereafter, I broke my neck.
Oh, the car accident.
Truck accident. Yeah.
The car.
Yeah. Brittany Dill, Captain Pickles over
Captain
here.
Pickles.
Captain Pickles.
She was in the truck with me, you know, and we both walked out of a very serious truck accident. We were 40-plus tons, doing 60 miles an hour down Route 80, and we both walked out of it.
I've never seen
and then, Dino came down
state trooper in my life. This fucking little bitch.
Oof.
Yeah, so, so Captain Pickles is there, even though she wasn't a good navigator that day, because we did hit. But there's nothing we could do. And we got video. We got video, and we may post it up here on Pogo City's site if they'll let us.
Important?
There you
we
go.
Got dash cam
we're
video of the
live.
Accident, and we're live.
And we do
when we're live. Oh, you got live dash cam of your truck accident?
Yes, I have live dash cam. Yes, I do. I have it. I can hear it. It's got audio, too. You can hear us in there. And the one thing we didn't do, truck flipping over and everything, doing fucking 60, neither one of us fucking said a swear word. Nothing. Whoa. No, it wasn't like, oh, shit. Nothing like that, dude. Like, whoa. Both of us, yeah. Neither one of us cursed. And that was pretty amazing considering how much
F is my.
I love the F words, you know.
He's
fuck
fight. On me and piss on me in the shower.
And your Gigi style.
She lets me piss on her.
All right, but one thing that is pretty amazing is All American Scumbag, especially the clip video you guys can find over at Pogo City Radio's
this
YouTube.
This song, can I give a little background on this?
Absolutely.
This song was written about me by our original lead guitar player, Matt Persis, R.I.P. Matt.
There you go. So for Matt, here's Hate Trash, Pat on vocals, Dino on drums, All American
Patrick
Scumbag.
Disaster, they outnumber me.
Damn, I'm going to call you Hate Pat forever. Right, that was Hate Trash Disaster. Now we got Pat Disaster and Dino here.
Patrick
and
Disaster.
There's some pretty big Hate Trash news from what I understand. So what's going on in the world of Hate Trash, Pat?
Well, that's really nothing, you know. We're just a bunch of guys that like to play some music. But, you know, we haven't been able to do that. And in the meantime, because I like being on stage.
Kill me when you can.
And I like being in front of people. So singing for a hardcore punk band, I couldn't really do that with a broken neck, you know?
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
So I started writing stand-up comedy.
Yeah, bullshit. I was just being
I was writing stand-up comedy.
And
agree. And actually, yes, hard. This fucking dirty slut over here to Camby, Miss Captain Pickles, this dirty whore over here, my dirty girl.
Dirty girl.
And she helped me write a lot of the music, man. She really...
I inspired
a lot of new music...
Mind?
So we have a full length Hate Trash All Originals that should be out by the end of this year, definitely.
Really awesome.
Yeah,
awesome.
Yeah. It's it should be about anywhere from like 39 to like 42 minutes long. We're going full length.
Cool.
It's gonna be available on 12 inch vinyl.
Oh really? Awesome.
Oh yeah, definitely. It may only be available on 12 inch vinyl because that's how I like analog recording, dude. We're doing the tape. Fucking Dino, damn. Dino is always me in the studio. There we go. Tween it. We go fucking 24 track analog, 2 inch tape. Fuck yeah, that's how we record.
There you go. And you're
gonna. And that's how you get that good sound.
Hell yeah. Absolutely. So you got a title for it yet?
No. But check it out. We got hashtag Hate Is Great Tour 2019. So check it out. There'll be a lot of things posted under there. I'd like to say goodbye to our short-term public relations person. I think that was Creepy Sheena. She died the other day.
Not my daughter.
No. Creepy Sheena. It was a spider.
It was a spider.
Big fucker. We have a couple other things we're going to be doing, but I'll talk about that in a little while. But yeah, we definitely have enough material up by the end of this year. All original. First one. Yeah, first one, all original.
First full.
We're trying to get the guys together that we've been playing with, which is Code Duke and Dick Coxon. And we got, you know, Ted Terror from Video Massacre. He plays with us, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, Dino Sex and myself.
I'm a motherfucker.
It's almost like right around like a little later than this, like Halloween.
The shocker.
19 years ago, I got back in touch with Dino because we toured with him in my previous band, The Vomiteers. And I knew he wasn't doing nothing because there's some events that took place playing with the Murder Junkies. But then I found Dino was available to play drums. And this motherfucker, let me tell you, dude. I've never had a problem since Dino Sex has been in my band having a drummer show up on time and play the fucking beat, dude.
There you go.
It's a blessing to play with him for all these years. It's been a long time.
Yeah, Dino and, coming in, bro. You're still out in Harlem, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so it's, I mean, you got people in the Lehigh Valley that can't show up to band practice.
Dino comes in on time from Harlem.
You
so,
know,
hey, right? I got a good one. One night, we wait for Dino at the Hackettstown train station. And I lived in Washington. Dino had a key. He'd been playing with me for a few months at this point. Just let himself in and out whenever he wanted. So we waited for fucking like 3 trains after he was supposed to come in. And fucking he wasn't there. Next thing you know, we're shooting pool at like fucking 4:30 in the morning. We're smoking crack and shit. we were smoking crack. We definitely
back in the day.
Back in the day.
And all of a sudden,
the back door opens, dude. And it's like fucking, and it's like everybody, because everybody was smoking crack. So everybody's like, ah! All jumped away. It was fucking great. But Dino had walked. Dino Sex. This is after Hated. You know the movie and shit. He walked from Hackettstown, Washington, 10 miles. Ten miles. He walked to my house.
Damn.
So it's been amazing. We've had a lot of good times, Dino. We've had a lot of good fucking times.
And then somebody picked me up about 2 blocks away and dropped me off. They dropped me off.
So Dino used to walk my dog. This is fucked up because this is like late night. This is 90s, early 2000. Fucking punk rock was pretty big up around us.
Yeah.
So, I asked this chick who used to do religious sex and worked at Trash and Boardville for a lot of years. Her name was Kendra. She just passed.
Oh, yeah. Were you at the memorial show?
No. I know her, but you know what? She's the one. Her booth was right next to mine at this Psychobilly Rumble we were doing. And I said, hey, this Dino Sex still stop by every day checking you out? She's like, yes.
Of course he was.
He's like, fuck yeah, he does every day. I said, hey, give him my number. Tell him I want him to pray. Tell him it's Patrick from the Vomiteers. Fucking Dino called. That was on a Sunday. Dino called me on Tuesday. Showed up my house that next Friday with Gabe Zander and Mavericks.
Yeah, Gabe. I told him to come. He's trying to see if he could get out here.
Check it out. First band. Me and Matt had played together before. You know, and Gabe had played in bands, and I played in bands on the same bill. But Dino, fucking, it was the first time. The only two people that played together was the vocalist and the lead guitar player. Yeah. And dude, we fucking nailed like fucking like 16 or 17 songs first night, right? Fucking yeah, just so all from just different bands we all played with, you know. Mm-hmm. And Gabe didn't want to do any of his like Boy Scout stuff. Yeah. I don't think we were privileged. Gabe's up again. I was gonna wear my
for
cowboy
Mr.
hat tonight.
Punk rock. What's he? A punk rock icon.
He is. You know, one day I do aspire to be as famous as Gabe Zander.
Well, we're
going
to get
to
some.
He aspires to be a lot of things.
We're going to get to some hardcore icons here. What does he aspire to be to be, Brittany?
Well, he aspires to fuck me.
Fucking punk rock redneck, motherfucker. Punk rock redneck.
Sodomy. He aspires to be a sodomite. You got to get closer to the mic, though. Pretend it's his cock. You got to get real close to it.
Hey, Britt, come here. Come over here, Britt.
All right, we're going to get to some agnostic front. This is live.
You ain't on this one. Cause y'all drove the skinheads in New York City. It's called Crucified. Let's go. Let's go, Mudo. Let's see y'all put your fucking hands up. And let's hear it.
All right, we're just going to keep the tracks rolling right along. That was Agnostic Front live at CBGB's. I got to get to this first, but yeah, we'll get some bad brains in there. Here's Wildlife with Deadbeat.
Around.
All right, we're going to get to a little twofer for Wildlife. This next one's called Swack, coming off the first album.
That I met, that I sealed with the kiss. I grab my letter opener and swallow my pride. Could only believe what I saw inside. Pink lipstick in the shape of a lip. Now I know that I never felt a love like this. Come rain, come snow, I never wanna let my baby go. Come hail, come sleet, never gonna find a woman so sweet. Come a lightning storm or a hurricane, I never go stray from my baby. Disneyland 98 pouring out my heart. My hand had cramps from all I had to write. Then I ran to the mailman and sent back my reply. And he said, baby, baby, I'll be coming back soon. Short of the nights until I'm back with you. I can't wait till I feel your touch. When I see you at a show at the end of the month. Come rain, come snow, I never wanna let my baby go. Come hail, come
All right, so that was Wildlife. We're going to get to Bad Brains Pay to Come, but before we do, Brittany's got a story about hanging out at the strip club. You got to say it into the mic, though.
The Captain Pickle story, I would guess.
So I went there, right? And I
this
was
is going
to
be sloppy.
Civilized and whatnot.
You got to talk more in the mic or nobody's... There you go. Like
I was
that.
Trying
yeah.
to be civilized and whatnot, and
fucking no way, dude.
I
don't fucking... No fucking way.
And my poor boyfriend is sitting by his side.
Whoa, not me.
Not him.
Not me, no. Everyone. Okay, just make sure this is straight.
He slams down a fucking giant bottle of fireballs. And next thing you know, I'm surrounded by strippers. And I'm trying to play it off like I have been here lately. I don't know what you're talking about.
Was this the Stage Dolls experience,
allegedly.
Baby? Was this
maybe
the Stage Dolls?
Possibly.
Stage Dolls experience?
Quite often. So.
When you met Lexi Lynn that night, possibly?
Yeah, I hope so. Allegedly. I
allegedly
had been there
Lexi Lynn was
quite
there.
Quite often. And I met his baby mama.
I wouldn't call her that. I wouldn't give her the title of that. You know,
and,
I say the one that birthed my children because there ain't no mother there.
Man, I do. I can't help that. I love them. I love strippers.
So do I. I like turning
I
them out too.
Strippers.
I too love strippers. You know, there's a strip club at the corner.
Strippers.
There's a strip club at the corner that we frequent sometimes.
Brittany,
sometime.
Brittany failed. Actually, Brittany. Actually, Captain Pickles for the first time ever that we went to a go-go bar or. Any other bar? Because we go stalking sometimes.
Baby,
we
went to the fucking VFW. So
you had talking to you had talking to Mike.
Yeah, no, she won't talk.
It was so embarrassing.
She is embarrassing.
You know how embarrassing
sometimes.
It is when a woman comes up to you that you slept with, and you don't know her name.
care.
I've had that happen once.
Yeah. Well, it's worse when you're a girl.
You know, it's even worse when you don't sleep with them, but like, yeah, you almost did, but you didn't, and then the next morning,
oh,
and
no,
they're
I
like,
slept with her.
You're like, no, that should definitely happen. Should definitely happen.
Sex is sex is sex.
I know. Do we care to elaborate?
Yeah. Hey, I got something for you. Could you play something? Could you play
Pay to Come by Brad Means?
Well, yeah, but I'd like to hear some Big Black. He's a whore.
All right, but I got Pay to Come in the QE list for you for the last one.
Fuck
so.
Yeah, man. It's some good old shit.
Dude, I trust your fucking music.
There we go. Bad Brains, DC.
Hardcore, baby.
Right now, we got the Vibrators.
Hey, this is your chance to do the pogo dance. So get your both feet off of the ground. What goes up must come down. Pogo dancing. She's up there still.
Oh, shit. All right, real quick, though, that was the Vibrators, and you guys can catch them next Sunday at the Jacksonian with the Drew Getz and the Road Sodas. Now, I know there's somebody out there. I know there's somebody out there putting up that the Vibrators are playing somewhere else with different bands. It's not true. If you go to that other show, you're going to be real disappointed. I assure you, the Vibrators are playing at the Jacksonian with the Drew Getz and the Road Sodas next Sunday.
If you don't come see us, we will fuck your wives, fuck your husbands.
We're gonna. Everybody's just gonna get fucked.
Everybody.
Give me a good one, baby.
You
come on.
Come.
Who's your daddy?
All right.
Pun
here
intended.
Is the Wheels with Worms. From Denver to New Jersey, the Wretched Ones, Nothing Wrong.
Riggity, riggity,
wreck, son!
I wake up every morning to the inside of a cell, and I walk to breakfast single file. I smell the same old smells. I never see the green, green grass. I feel the cold. Time. I know.
that was the Wretched Ones right there. And while they were playing, we were talking about some lesbian sparkling lotion glitter parties. I think
it's all lies.
Yeah.
Personally,
I'm talking the mic though, Britt.
Personally, I think it's all lies.
All lies.
Like I said, you know, show me.
He's just
I'm like,
mad
you show
because
me,
he fucked my friend when we broke up.
Yeah, she
but,
was kind of a dead fish, too.
Yeah, I've had a lot of massive orgies, and they're beautiful.
Yes, I miss those days myself.
Because everybody agrees with everybody. Except when the cops come.
Let me tell you, when I lived in San Francisco back in the late 80s.
When you're all naked at 7 o'clock in the morning. You know,
53% of the population is
well
female.
With the 5-0.
No, they don't.
Some Reno 911.
Like 70% of the male population was gay.
So
Dino, for heterosexual male,
you must have had some crazy stories. I mean, because I've seen Hate It and Gigi eating bloody tampons. Were you there for the bloody tampon eating?
Well, yeah, but I didn't eat them.
Yeah, just Gigi.
He was wild. He was wild.
Fucking
that's
A right.
I'll kiss him on lips because he doesn't eat tampons.
See, that's one thing he's got going that
I'll
Gigi didn't
have
going.
Kiss him on lips
going.
Anytime.
There they go. Dino getting kisses from the ladies as always.
We are definitely going to be putting out an all original album. And, you know, we're also going to be putting out an album.
Jersey Blonde.
It goes to, you know, dedicated to New Jersey also. And that's fine.
We just played some Jersey music with
Yeah, I know. I know. And there's going to be, there might be a band. Well, actually, no. There's actually a couple of concepts going on in my brain of a lot of songs that we all really like and stuff. And, you know, so we got a couple of different covers things that we're going to be putting out. But definitely solid full album.
Come back hard.
With, back with the bang, motherfucker. Hell yeah.
Back to the
and,
fucking bang.
You know, I with the back with the bang, scissoring. You know, I'd also like to, you know, sometimes, you know, you got to be in support of what's going on, man. And fucking, I think a lot of people are too scared to say that they're fucking behind what's going on with the government today. And fucking, you know, but everybody I knew fucking was like, put someone in there who's not a politician. So fucking this dude comes up fucking, you know, Donald Trump, man, you know, fucking real estate agent, dude, fucking just builder and shit, fucking dealt with the mafia in New York and shit. And he's a pretty tough negotiator. He really fucking is. Look where
Trump
he worked. Look where he fucking
you know
worked
what?
For
he's
all these years,
hot
dude.
Ass wife.
And he does.
Ex-wife.
We have a really hot first lady, dude. We really do. Fucking A, dude. My girl bought her home, dude.
Man.
There ain't no way she's fucking. I'm
a
tell her, baby.
He's
tell him, baby.
Man.
Yeah, we both be fucking him, right? Fuck yeah. And you know what? If there really was that like golden shower thing, dude, I would have really wanted to be in on it. I really would personally. True story.
Been there before. All right, here's
really?
No. That's some punk rock behavior, and that's why there's no punk rock in my car. Vanilla muffins.
You spoke, you gotta be.
All right, that was the Vanilla Muffins. We're going to keep this show moving with Submachine and Corruption. Had a chance to catch these guys in Philly earlier this year. Great time, great time. Here they are now. We're going to change it up a little bit here and bring you guys the specials with a message to you, Rudy. Pepper spray. Okay, that was the Specials. We're going to do a cover with the Lower Class Brats here, and we can't be beaten. Yeah, let's hear a funny story. Yeah, you gotta get up
this
in the mic.
This is Britney's idea of a funny story. I remember
whichever one. Take one of them.
Just go. Just come on, Britney. Like, you know how to put that bulbous thing towards your mouth.
Is it working?
I told you, testes. You rub them and like.
No,
like,
you should talk on that one. And that one over there. That one.
Something
that one
emanates out of the testicles while you rub them, while ladies rub them, and it helps us go to sleep and helps them go to sleep too. I got a funny story about Britney last night.
I won't. So my funny story is this kid.
Yeah, talking to
my dad. Who's that?
Patrick O'Brien.
Patrick. whoa. Patrick Disaster. That's right. Faggot.
Had Patrick so Disaster. Much fun at the fucking nudist colony. It was stupid.
We did spend most of the summer. Her and my girlfriend at the time, who's actually
his girlfriend.
She did. She's my girlfriend.
I owned her.
But she acts like that's the only 20 fucking 1-year-old chick I was fucking at that point. She's hot as fuck, dude. She is still
green
pretty
eyes,
fucking hot.
Fucking long blonde.
Yeah,
hair,
long strawberry blonde. Eyes. Strawberry blonde, dude. Red bush, dude. Fucking like pink. Her skin was so pale, dude. Her
right
asshole
up,
was
man.
Pink, dude.
So
she, her pussy lips.
I said, I think
oh my god.
It's
pink.
Mink.
The best, prettiest pussy I've ever seen.
Dude, she's hot, man.
Yeah, the dude and the titties.
I destroyed her.
So did I.
As I usually do.
I
anybody that pisses me off, I fuck their lives up.
Yeah, Britney tries to do that. And she was,
tell the truth, Patrick.
She was so aggressive towards
me
when I didn't respond,
guys have
dude.
Fucked up their lives?
Oh, dude, most
tell
of them.
Tell the truth.
I don't know how many guys have you fucked.
How many guys have you had
sex with?
Well, let's see.
What's the over under?
How many? Oh, 1,000.
I'm gonna go 1,000.
Mine's 1,000.
I'm gonna say 5.
5.
5 guys.
She's had sex with a lot of men.
Of course I have.
Almost as many as what I've had sex with women. I am quite the womanizer. Well, Dino, yeah, Dino can attest to this for the past 19 years. Dino, am I lying or am I dying, dude?
You're not lying.
Yeah.
So
he's seen three women in my house in one day.
So Dino, did you get in on any of the fun with Gigi with the, some of the girls?
Yep.
Who's your favorite girl, Dino?
Can I write down my answer?
Winona
Ryder.
Winona
Ryder.
Winona Ryder. Is that who you're talking about?
Winona.
No, my chick that I.
Oh, the chick from the deli.
No.
Oh, the
chick that I ate the bad
meat.
Pussy from.
Oh yes,
that gave me cancer.
Oh, that gave you cancer. Yeah, you know what?
Fucking like Michael Douglas.
Dude, that's why I think On the Psycho Jada album, where I think we're going to do All Women Are Bad by the Cramps. I think that's what we're going to cover on that one.
We are all bad.
Yes, I concur.
All women are bad. They got ugly, wrinkly tails. They got horns on their head. All women are bad.
Bunch of succubi.
So, yeah, they do suck you dry. But you know what? Can't live without them.
Jersey Blanc.
Here's the lurkers with little old wine drinker me.
We never got to a big...
Lurkers on Pogo City motherfucking radio. Now, Pat's got a dedication for Big Black. He's a whore.
Oh, yeah, this goes out for Dino Sex. You know, one night I was living in Easton. We were living pretty large. We got a lot of money, you know, because we rock stars. We live like that sometimes. You know, just like the rappers and shit. You know, sometimes you got to hustle a little bit to make your extra money. So we were. So I go to sleep one night after like 7 or 8 days that I was awake straight. And Dino was over the house, and we weren't practicing at the time. But you know,
Dino, has anybody ever told you to talk too much?
Listen, Dino is a bandmate, but he's also a friend.
Like time.
Even when there wasn't practice or no band members to practice with, Dino still came to my house and hung out and walked my dog and fucking, you know, like fucking, like wash the dishes and shit. You know, play pool naked and and stimulate all the younger ladies. He did have quite a bit of ladies around him. So this one night in particular, I went to sleep. After, like I said, like 6 or 7 days, and I come out of my room, take a piss, like about, I don't know, like I thought it was like 5 or 6 hours.
You don't fucking sleep, bitch.
But it probably was. It was probably like an hour and a half. It was probably about an hour and a half. And so here's Dino out in my living room, right next to the pool table. He's got his feet on the pool table, holding his ass up in the air. He's laying on his shoulders. He's got a candle sticking in his ass, and it's on fire, and it's burning. And there's like 3 girls around him, like dripping hot wax on him.
Sounds
and I come out, I'm like, what the fuck are you guys doing with my drummer, man? Leave him alone, dude. We have someone we haven't played, you know? But, you know, Dino looks at me straight in the eye. He's like, Patrick, I'm having a good time. Leave me alone.
Hey, Dino.
He was just like, fuck yeah, dude. All these chicks are looking at, dude, because Dino, it was funny. It was great. Dino used to shave his whole body, except like from his neck to his knees, dude. From his knees down, he looked like Sasquatch and shit. He really did.
Actually, this is the first time I've ever seen Dino clean shaven. You all clean shaven.
I have seen Dino clean shaven.
I'm getting chemotherapy because I have cancer, and they said that I have to be clean shaven.
And there is a GoFundMe site.
Well, at least you're doing better.
There's a GoFundMe site. I'm not sure or something, but you look into it, Dino Sex.
Oh, yeah, there is. I shared it on Facebook when it first came out.
Yeah, so it's still out there, man. You know, Dino's like fucking, he's just a rock and roller, man. He lives in like public housing and shit. He's not like fucking, you know, there ain't no money in it. You know, once in a while, you go make a couple bucks and boom, 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 and it's done. So, you know, you do that for like, you know, say 40 days or 35 days out of the summer or the spring or whenever you do it. And you walk home, you have a couple bucks in your pocket, and you had a good time. You saw a lot of good people, good promoters, good people, like people you've seen like in the scene for years and years, especially when you start getting our age, Dino, right? Like, only 50, but you're like, what, like 64 now, right?
Yep.
So, and we've been playing together almost 20 years.
Damn.
And way long, like 23 years, because my band used to open for the Murder Junkies a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
And at one time I was approached to sing for the Murder Junkies, but I froze. I did. I really did. I lied. I'm not going to lie about it. Dude, I couldn't get a note. And Dino's has tried and tried and tried again with Merle, but then they got Pee-Pee. And you know what?
Yeah.
Some of that new Murder Junkie shit's really solid music, dude. It really fucking
is. Yeah, Killing for Christ's
sake. The stuff that they fucking did with after GG, fucking solid, man. One of my favorite albums is Feed My Sleaze, dude.
I liked
Murder Junkies,
the way you guys did after GG. He had that one acoustic song, and you guys did it. Which one?
What?
No, the Murder Junkies. GG had an acoustic song. Highway.
Liquor Slicked Highways?
Not Liquor Slicked Highways. He had an acoustic song, but you guys did it with a different singer on a later album, a lot heavier. I can't think of which one it was. He's like singing about being down south and liquor.
Dino, are those my glasses?
Come on, guys. We got like somebody in Gigi's band and a Gigi nut. Nobody has any idea what I'm talking about here?
I really,
fucking,
it's been an up and down relationship.
I gotta put on another
Merle
song to try and figure this out. But here's Big Black with "He's a Whore."
Yeah, this is for Dino, baby, for Dino, man, with a candle up his ass.
Anytime at all.
All right, that was Big Black on Pogo City Radio.
Definitely now, one of my favorite bands out of the fucking like early, like late 80s, like mid to late 80s and early 90s, man. Big Black and like Skinny Puppy and shit like that, dude. That industrial fucking sound is fucking solid.
Now, I was able to find the 95 album Feed My Sleaze with the track I was talking that Gigi used
best
to do.
Best Murder Junkies album ever with Mike Denied on vocals.
Was Rowdy Beer Drinking Night. So here's the version without Gigi, but with Dino on drums and Merle on bass. Who's
fucking
on
Mike Denied
on
vocals, Mike. Man. Mike, Big Mike. Big Mike Denied from the Denied. You know, Big Confederacy of Scum, baby. Weber was on guitar. Merle on bass.
Oh, Willie Weber was still on guitar?
Yeah, Billy Weber. Yep.
Weber was
still there,
on guitar.
Yeah, like the Bloodshed.
He's a good
album.
Guy.
Yeah.
Sorry, I spilled beer on you last time I saw you.
So this was the three
Mr.
of you
Weber.
Without Gigi, basically. All right, okay. All right, so here's the Murder Junkies with Rowdy Beer Drinking Night.
You should have saw me in Littleton, New Hampshire with 10.
Right, that was the Murder Junkies. Now we're going to get to the original version of that track in just a second.
Rowdy Beer Drinking Night.
Riding in our van down this damn highway, playing sleazy bars. It's a risky drinking night. Probably get me and I'll find another honky tonky rowdy beer drinking night. Picking up some girls we see along the way. Partying all night till the break of day. Raising hell and heaven fun. We're just outlaws on the run. Another town, another girl, another face. Tearing up the old back roads in Georgia. We'll be headed back through Nashville, Tennessee. It's a whiskey drinking night. Probably get me in a spot. Another honky tonkin' rowdy beer drinking night. Bounding down the grooves in another bar. Playing on this old beat up electric. guitar. It's another sleepless night, another honky tonk delight, another bar, another brew, another fight. Cruising with the gang everywhere that we stay. Another hotel room to trash along the way. Take some pills to stay away. Another pill puts me away, but we wouldn't have it any other way. 'Cause we're tearing up the old back roads in Texas. Now we're heading back to Nashville, Tennessee. It's a whiskey drinking night. It'll probably get me in a fight. Another honky-tonky rowdy beer drinking night.
All right, that was G.G. Allen.
Yeah, we're talking some real fucking pogo now, baby.
We have the naked drummer living up to his name right now, minus the drums. But, so...
I hear Gabe Xander is supposed to be in transit somewhere.
No, he's not. He's not going to be able to make it. It's too. He's not going to get here. He's an hour away still, so...
I think he's somebody clipped his wings. Somebody might have taken Gabe's nuts. Back in the day when Gabe played with us, he only played one show with us. And it's still a classic, dude. It's a great show, dude. Everybody was naked on stage. Yeah. And there was only a few people there, but it was a very snowy night. It was December 30th, you know, of 2000, correct? All right. And by May of 2001, where were we, brother?
Germany.
Fucking Germany, motherfucker. Yup. That's how I do it.
Here you go.
So wait till you hear the new full length, baby. Yup.
All right, we're going to get to the business with drinking and driving. For the Pogo Crew.
Oh,
So Pat got a DUI when he wasn't even driving the car.
Yeah, it was the first one since actually 1992 that I had a DWI, which is quite a long time. But between whenever I started driving or whatever, I did that. In 1992, I had my fifth DWI.
Gingers have no souls. Okay.
And,
and what happened?
So
he ran away, didn't
so,
he?
So, you know, yeah, I did get a DWI. But I was not driving the car and had not been driving the car for almost 20 minutes before I got pulled over. And at the advice of some crooked attorneys from way back when, you know, because I got a real good attorney now. His name is Alexander Rinaldi. He's in Southern New Jersey. His phone number is 973-584-1520. His assistant's name is Donna, and she's a very, very friendly legal secretary that can help you with all your needs. yeah, Alex is a good guy, dude. But he does a lot of my copywriting and stuff like that for bands and everything like that and names and everything. He's pretty reasonable, especially if you tell him, you know, fucking Patrick Disaster sends you. Fucking he will give you a cut rate. I swear to God, he will. He'll knock like fucking he'll knock like dude. He really will. A lot of people have used him over the years, and I promote him 100%. He's the man. If you need one, get him. He's good. But you know, so
I'm pretty sure
Dino.
His lawyer's liking his balls. Why he gets all this.
Dino.
Yes.
You know, so I had this story of you walking the my dog one time.
What?
You're walking my dog. Okay? You're walking Beavis.
Yes, I know.
Yeah, Beavis. And he had Beavis on a leash and he's walking him down past the firehouse, and right next to the firehouse was the police station. And the fucking dog fucking lays and takes a dump right in the police station, just like a good punk dog should. You know? He had his little spike collar and shit. Solid. And fucking, he's definitely a punk rock dog. Frisbee dog. Fucking, I had a frisbee partner for like almost 10 years. He could catch a frisbee, right, Dino?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, he was a good dog. But so Dino was walking, now picture this, dude. Like, fucking, like, the hated was just starting to spread around out in this area and shit like that. And people are knowing who Dino is. And they're like, fucking, why the fuck is this guy that plays with Gigi Allen walking past his dog? You know, because I ran a tattoo shop there, you know? And fucking, so Beavis takes a shit in the cop's fucking front yard, dude. Right in the police station's front yard.
As he should.
And as he should. Correct. So the cop looks at Dino, and Dino looks at the cop. The cop says, you know you got to pick that up, right? And Dino says, some people can pick it up with their mind. Okay. So the cop is, I don't care how you pick it up, but pick the shit dog shit up. And I knew it because I was in a little town, small town, you know, fucking Washington, New Jersey. Mm-hmm. Many props. It was big punk scene back in the fucking late 90s, fucking early 2000s. Huge. It was great playing
is
out there.
Is that where the malt shop was?
Yeah, the malt shop. And fucking we played out at fucking the farm across from the fucking... the county college there, fucking had big parties. Dude, we trashed this place fucking down in fucking Clinton.
Tattoo,
we trashed
the tattoo parlor.
Oh, the tattoo party suit. Yeah, dude, we had some great fucking shows, dude. We really did. And, you know, we did have some great shows with Lethal Aggression. You know, we lost to, you know, a very famous person there, sad to say. But we did dedicate quite a few sets to him. But, you know, we played with Johnny from Clap, too, man. Fucking, he was on some of the fucking craziest fucking hate trash disaster shows ever. Fucking nuts.
Johnny is actually the one who's spreading all those
vibrators
fake vibrators.
Well, I don't know what's going on. You know what?
You
don't
do because I told you. It's the vibrators.
I don't get into
the
gossip. If that's sort of playing, but, you know,
yeah,
I have
it's definitely where
they're
playing.
I have nothing
not
bad to say about the man myself. Fuck yeah, dude. And that's what Hate Trash always does. We always say, we don't care if you like it or not. You know, fuck you. It's not for you. It's for us, man. But it does come out. It does come across a lot better when everybody likes it.
And, you know, I always say, real rock and roll don't come from New York. It comes from Jersey.
Fucking Jersey, baby, man. Jersey.
Take you to a picture show. Thank God I'm gonna teach you how to rock and roll. I was born in the United States of rock and roll. All those facts in New York with different boys got soul on real rock and roll. Don't
picture show. Thank God I'm from the picture. Show, thank God.
All right, noise for the boys. Erections. Here's some pogo punk for ya. All right, I think we're going to be getting out of here with this next one. Well past midnight already. Big thanks to Pat for coming out, Dino for coming out, hanging out with us, talking to us, letting us know what's up with hate trash and all that. Now, what's the are you guys going to do a?
I'll tell you the plans for the for hate trash is 3 full length albums out by the end of the year.
Yeah.
Okay. 1/3 that'll be all original. The rest of it will be covers of different things and stuff and topics we enjoy. And we're in the midst of booking probably about 225 to 300 shows in fucking 2019.
What's up with the change?
We're going everywhere.
being right, so right. quiet to so active?
Well, you know, Dino has been going through his own treatments for, you know, for cancer and stuff. And they caught it early.
I'm a fucking muse. I piss him off so fucking much.
You just got him right so much.
Nah, dude, I don't need that shit. I don't need that, dude. She thinks she's the inspiration of some of the hateful music I put out. And she is. But there's like 30 of them, but I condensed them down to one. I condensed all 30 songs down to one, and it's called, you know, I Love You. It really is. But it's, you know, it's like I love you like fucking, it's dirty, dirty, dirty shit, dude. Just like Hate Trash has always been. As we always been, just dirty, scum, fuck, shit, dude, like fucking, you know, I love you, you know, like fucking grabbing them, fish hooking their fucking cheeks and fucking their throat, dude, you know, like, I love you, yes, I do. So, you know, but we are looking for management, because for the past 19 years of Hate Trash.
Why do you hire Max?
Well, Ali was a very, very good manager and shit. Fuck anybody. Everybody that was in the band at that point in time will say so. She's really good. Don't even say it. Don't even say stuff like that. She's thinking about stuff. Don't even say it. No homo. No homo at all. Don't say it.
We're going to get out of here with this next one. Thanks for downloading. We'll get you guys.
Yeah, contact Hate Trash at Hate Trash Disasters or Hate Trash on Facebook.
And Instagram.
We are looking for management. We do have an aggressive schedule and a lot of it mapped out and stuff like that and everything like that, promotion companies. And we've done a lot over the years by ourselves. So I want to put it in somebody else's hands so I can focus on touring and performing. You know, I haven't been able to do it since December 22nd. I miss these guys, man. I think they fucking miss me, too.
There you go. There you go. Dino, thanks for coming out. Glad you're doing better.
Well, I'm glad to be here.
Absolutely. Thanks. Thanks. All right.
Do you have any thanks to say to anybody out there?
What?
Is there any special thanks you'd like to pass out to anybody out there that might be listening tonight?
I love Taylor Swift. And Brooke Shields.
Wait, neither one of those are the ones at the HPV, were they?
And Winona. What?
The HPV. Was it one of them that gave you the HPV on your face?
It? I'm not. I didn't hear
it
you.
It was Winona, right? You said it was Winona, right?
Yeah.
Hey, did it taste? Could you taste like something different? Because I do. I've been known to eat my fair share of fish taco.
It was pretty good, but
pretty good,
she
right?
gave me cancer. She gave me HPV.
Yeah, it's a terrible thing, you know. It's a terrible, terrible thing.
At least you didn't have to get a needle up your cock. You know what I mean?
Why not? I pierced Scott. Hey, speaking of needle in your cock, you know Dino has a tattoo of his dick. It's the only one he has, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he does. Not lying. Dino, am I lying?
Should I show it to him?
Yeah. You want to see Dino's dick tattoo?
I've seen the dick. I never noticed the tattoo.
Oh, yeah. He's got a dick tattoo. Yeah. I guess what it says, dude. Come
Dino,
on.
Sex.
Take one guess. No. Nope, not at all.
Murder?
Dude, what do you have that about, like 10 years now, Dino?
Mississippi.
About 10 years?
Mississippi State University.
Come on, dude. You don't know Dino Sex, do you? Fucking.
To see it.
Well, he'll tug on it for a little bit. Get close to it.
I don't think there's a tattoo there anymore.
Spit on that. It says Luna Chicks, dude.
Yeah.
Fucking Luna Chicks across his
course.
Dick, dude. Fucking A, dude.
Of course.
Come on.
There you go. In red.
Hell yeah.
Luna Chicks.
They were great. I was watching some videos from the old Wetlands the other day. And I saw the Murder Junkies there one time. And my roommate, he was actually my bass player at the time, Creepy Steve. So he's looking down the road, and here's this fucking smoking hot, what he thought was a woman in spandex with, like, yellow hair and shit like that. And it was Dino standing down the road in spandex. He's like, dude, look at that chick. I was like, that's not a chick. That's Dino.
That's our
chick. And, you know, a few years later, we actually had the privilege of, Creepy Steve is a very, very phenomenal bass player. And so is Code Duke, but we're not sure if his problems are going to match up with us. And we haven't talked with another bass player, so it may be somebody new coming into the band. We're not sure. We don't want to make any changes. We never, ever do, man, especially with something like a bass player, because that takes a little while for Dino to connect in with, you know, because that's what does it, you know.
Absolutely. But we're going to get out of here. Thanks for stopping by. Thanks for downloading. Here's Evil Conduct with Remember 81. Oh, no, no, no.
City Radio.